This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. We will be taking calls here coming up momentarily. So if you want to grab a line, now is the perfect time to do so. 913-586-7965. We will take calls here coming up in just a bit. Let me give you the rundown of what we're going to do in the 3 o'clock hour. We're about to head to Tennessee to be joined by Zach Bingham. Rob is pulling him up on the phone lines. We're going to get the Tennessee Titans reaction. Joshua Briscoe is going to join us coming up in about 30 minutes as well. He covers the Chiefs for Sports Illustrated. We'll also play for you guys what Nick Wright had to say about this move for his Kansas City Chiefs. All right, Rob, let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Zach Bingham of A to Z Sports. Anytime we want to talk Titans, he is our go-to man. Zach, man, happy to have you on the show today, man. We love getting your reaction. What is the Tennessee fan reaction to this move that sends D-Hop to Kansas City?
Well, I think Titans fans knew that this could come about. I mean, we talked a week ago about DeAndre Hopkins on this radio show and the possibility of him being traded to Kansas City and what that would yield. The Titans are 1-5. Their starting quarterback, supposedly, and Will Levis, has an AC joint injury. They're starting Mason Rudolph. They're not in a good position, and they've got an asset in DeAndre Hopkins that was valuable, that teams inquired about. And so I think the fan base understood what could happen. I think it's probably tough for around the league that they went to the Kansas City Chiefs because the best just got a little bit better.
Zach, how would you summarize DeAndre's time in Nashville?
For him personally, he enjoyed the city. He enjoyed the culture. He enjoyed the community. And I think the fans rallied around him. I think it was probably not what he thought on the field. I think that, you know, he came over with his relationship from Mike Vrabel thinking that maybe, you know, he could build a kind of second-half career in Tennessee and build this thing and be the guy and then put pieces around DeAndre Hopkins and around the offense. And it just never came to fruition. A lot of turnover. You had a newer general manager in Rand Carthon, a brand new head coach in Brian Callahan. And then it got off to a rocky start, you know, this year. He had a really good game against the Green Bay Packers earlier this season, 6 receptions off 7 targets for 73 yards and a touchdown, which shows you he can still play. But there was drop-off for all of the other games. And he was dealing with an MCL knee injury, but he was able to play every single game. I think frustrations probably got to him a little bit last week when he realized that the Titans weren't going in the direction they needed to. And so he lands up in Kansas City, a lot better situation.
Zach, what kind of player is Kansas City getting in DeAndre Hopkins? Because I'm looking at this through both ends of the spectrum. In terms of the acquisition, I don't know how you can be mad about what the Chiefs gave up to acquire this player. But we are talking about a player who is now playing for 3 teams in 4 seasons. You mentioned the knee injury, and he's 32 years old. Like, there is a reason that he was available. What kind of player are the Chiefs getting with DeAndre Hopkins?
Well, for Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, they're getting a reliable, experienced, seasoned veteran that can come in and help an already very good locker room. But he can be reliable. His hands have not changed. His speed probably has changed because he's 32. But on third down, when the Chiefs need a play, I think, you know, he can come in there, understand the offense, get up to speed very quick. And I know that the Chiefs have dealt with injuries over the last several weeks. This allows, you know, to bridge a gap between that and build rapport with Mahomes. I think that they're getting a strategic play. They didn't have to give up that third rounder that we talked about last week that yielded in the Snead deal. It ended up being a fifth, maybe a fourth. So, I mean, I think it's a win for the Kansas City Chiefs, and I think Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid will be pleased with the player that they got.
How much gas do you think is left in the DeAndre Hopkins tank?
At least the rest of the season, I'll tell you that. I mean, I think even with the MCL injury that we knew before the season started, I don't feel like that completely hindered him on the field, even in the action that we've seen. But beyond this season, I think it's the scope of DeAndre Hopkins and his mindset. He's a unique guy, and I don't know where he'll want to eventually end up or how long he'll want to play, but I do know that he has enough for this season, especially on a team like the Kansas City Chiefs that are going for a Super Bowl championship that DeAndre Hopkins has really never gotten close to. So I think all I can speak on Hop is at least this season, but I know he loves football, and there may be a future beyond.
I am very interested in this move from this perspective. When you think about the kind of receiver that Kansas City likes, I mean, they draft a pretty particular style of wide receiver. They got Mecole Hardman. They got Xavier Worthy. They got Sky Moore. They haven't really had a wide receiver of this pedigree, a little bit bigger, a contested catch guy, somewhat a go-get-it kind of guy. I am very intrigued to see what the fit looks like in Kansas City's offense.
Yeah, well, they got a honed-in, excellent route runner that can be reliable and get to a spot. And the quarterback that the Kansas City Chiefs have can put it on that spot. And I also think you talk about a distraction to a defense while they're honing in on all of these speed guys and Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes' running ability. I think DeAndre Hopkins can find himself in space, and he may not outrun, you know, a corner or a deep safety, but he still can get first downs and get big chunk plays to put the Chiefs in position to score. So it is, I agree with you, it's not the traditional Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver that we've seen, but I actually like it for the Chiefs. I think that you kind of got to go against the grain, and DeAndre Hopkins, I think, fits the mold of that. Can he come in and make an impact? We'll find out shortly.
If I had to give this trade a letter grade, I'd probably be in that B to B plus range. I think from a compensation perspective, it is an A move for Kansas City. I do have my questions about the health and the viability, some of the things that we mentioned, but I think this is a very favorable trade for Kansas City. And if you're Tennessee, you get some kind of asset for a player in a year in which you're not really going somewhere. This is a trade that makes a lot of sense for all three parties, the Chiefs, the Titans, and obviously DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, and that's why they did it, right? The Chiefs, there was rumors swirling that, you know, they were interested in Cooper Kupp with the price tag. The Titans were willing to play ball because they're 1-5. The Titans are not competing at the same clip that, you know, the Ravens and the Chiefs are, right, for this season. So I think it worked out for both teams. I agree with your assessment when it comes to the letter grade. I think it's in that B range. And, you know, it works out for the Titans in the sense of they're loading up on draft picks to probably expect them to trade up at some point in this next year's draft. And Kansas City, you know, is going for a three-peat. And you have to put the pieces in place to do something that, you know, is historic. So I think both sides win. And I like I kind of started at the beginning of this conversation, I do think it upsets the rest of the league because Kansas City is who everybody is chasing, and they just got a little bit better, and Tennessee helped that.
That is our guy, Zach Bingham, joining us on the show. He's with A to Z Sports covering the Tennessee Titans. Happy to get his perspective on this trade.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.